This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
A spectacular, if hollow, Clash of Kings. This is your IGN review of Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire by D. Hood. You've got to respect when a movie knows its audience. Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire is effectively what would happen if you took a thread from the Godzilla subreddit and put it up on screen. A visually stunning, sensory extravaganza that's all crescendo and no buildup. The stakes are high, though not quite firmly established, and the entire film presents action payoff after action payoff. It's utterly breathless, unless that breath is bellowing out a massive stream of ice or fire. Especially in IMAX, it's a 1 hour and 55 minute amusement park ride. I was oohing and aahing through the entire thing, wondering what was lurking around the next corner or, as this outlandish universe would have it, behind the electrified plasma wall. I just couldn't take it too personally when it all didn't quite add up. This story is pretty clearly made with MonsterVerse novices in mind, which would be great if that were the case for anyone who's going to see the fifth film in the series, but that person is difficult to envision. Maybe Godzilla Minus One served as their introduction to kaiju movies, and now they want to check out the Big G's noisier, flashier American output. We know that not one, but both of these titular alpha titans come with decades of built-in lore, and those who will be first in line are superfans who have memorized every single detail. To have the human characters once again experience shock and confusion from yet another electrical anomaly in a universe where seismic waves and electric currents have factored into Godzilla's appearances since time immemorial infantilizes the most passionate audience members and presents a missed opportunity for some more imaginative writing. Sure, going back to these basics keeps the new empire aligned with the classic mythology, but at this point, our characters should be recognizing these signals from the get-go. There's a chance to build here. We don't have to play stupid and lose respect for the characters out of the gate. The new empire sets up its Godzilla above, Kong below dynamic early, so we know that after 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, the two frenemies have come to an understanding of mutually assured destruction should they stray from their respective lanes. But as a shock to no one, that fragile peace doesn't last for long. Kong serves as the main monster throughout the new empire, which immediately casts him in a more human, sensitive light that's easy to empathize with. Showing clear signs of aging through graying fur, the Leviathan is weaker and more vulnerable than ever before. At one point, he's taken out by a toothache. His sense of mortality is what sells a desire for familial connection, and that drives most of the plot for both monkey and man. It's also what sees Rebecca Hall's Dr. Eileen Andrews disappointingly go from the strong, intelligent protagonist of Godzilla vs. Kong to a mother-like figure softened by love for adopted daughter Gia, played by Kaylee Hoddle, and an old college buddy? It doesn't help that, though she is arguably the main human character, Eileen's opportunities to shine suffer under the heavy weight of the Titans. Kong's emotions and those of the other apes he seeks out come across stronger than hers do. The new empire borrows heavily, creating a mashup of fan-favorite bits and pieces from past sci-fi hits. There's a sprinkle of Jurassic Park in every acre of Hollow Earth, a near doppelganger for the orcs from The Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones' Night King in Titan form, and a straight-up Stargate. And did someone order a new volume of Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm not just talking about the classic rock hits on the soundtrack. Trapper makes for an unlikable leader in the snarky Chris Pratt mold. Think Star-Lord with an Australian accent and more irritating. The new villain, on the other hand, is a fierce adversary beyond compare. The Scar King is ruthless, terrifying, and grotesque, and he's enslaved Kong's species into doing what exactly is unclear, but it's rendered Hollow Earth into a Mordor-esque hellscape, and that alone establishes him as a threat. In addition to his sweeping reach and a gnarly whip made out of bones, Scar King's most fearsome weapon is the control he wields not only over the ape race, but also over Shimo, an ancient creature said to be the most powerful titan of them all. Backup comes in the form of an evolved Godzilla, who takes on a shocking pink hue after a battle that I wish we got to see more of. Kong, fitted with a fresh beast glove, teams up with his new ride or die to face off in an outrageous battle with Scar King. It's absolutely incredible to watch, taking monster-on-monster action to new heights. Is it worth slogging through the human drama undercard leading up to this Royal Rumble? Sure, I could have done without Hall and Company, but boy is it fun as hell if you don't have to think about it too much. Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire is a textbook visual thrill ride punctuated by brief moments of forced emotion and little else. Director Adam Wingard has a lot of fun with textures, colors, and camera work, and he's adept at giving fans the over-the-top monster action that they demand via an imposing new villain. Unfortunately, there's no time to spend on making things make sense or even matter all that much, and what few emotional punches are thrown lack the necessary wind-up to connect, save for some very well-done moments between Kong and his Hollow Earth kin. Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire's IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on this film and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.